I'm Zach Muschel, a radio broadcasting student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, here with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org. This week, we will be reviewing rap artist Machine Gun Kelly. Colson Baker, also known by his stage name Machine Gun Kelly or MGK, was born in Houston, Texas. However, he moved a lot when he was younger. When he was just a baby, MGK had to move to Egypt with his parents. In an interview with Cleveland.com, he says that he spoke Arabic before he spoke English. MGK moved back to the United States when he was 4 years old. While in the United States, he bounced around from place to place. MGK has lived in Germany, Chicago, Los Angeles, Denver, and Ohio. He has lived in Ohio ever since he was 14. MGK had it rough growing up in Cleveland. In many of his songs, he proclaims the hardships that occurred there. In his song, The Return, MGK raps about how his mom left him and his dad for another guy. He goes on to say how his dad doesn't pay attention to him anymore, and how he lost his grandma to diabetes at the age of 14 on Valentine's Day. He goes on to say that all this is fuel for him and that he's going to keep pushing through all of it. Here is The Return. And I've experienced some things that would stop you from meeting. My schizophrenic cousin tried to end my life while I'm sleeping. My dummy uncle wanna call now that he sees me succeeding. My mama left me for a teacher, lost my dad to the preaching. Half my friends are buried 6 feet, all the rest in the precinct. Literally watched my grandmother die from diabetes. I guess my prayers were answered when my aunt got cancer and beat it. Never wanna get her out of job, give her the garden to beat it. Standing 6'3", tattooed from head to toe, pale skin, and a skinny figure, MGK already stands out among other rap artists. His music also demonstrates that, with over 270,000 fans on Facebook and over 150,000 followers on Twitter, MGK has a huge fan base that supports him. MGK likes to call this fan base his EST family. Every once in a while on Twitter, he will spell out the acronym EST as Everyone Stands Together. He has a love for his fans that is unknown to many rappers these days. He is starting a movement with his fans. He likes to call this movement Lace Up. Here is an interview with Vlad TV where he expands on this.
And we just have this awesome fan base, and you know, our fan base is a cult, it's a family, and you know, I like to consider myself a voice of a generation. And we have this great movement, it's called Lace Up, which is also this project that I had that came out that kind of changed my whole life around.
He tends to say this in some of his songs. What he means by this is that no matter how hard the road is, you can get through it. Lace Up also has other meanings as well. It also could mean another word for cool. For example, someone's Facebook status might read, "I just got a new high score in Tetris, lace up." MGK has 3 successful mixtapes to date. Mixtapes are promotional albums that are given out for free. His very first mixtape was titled 100 Words and Running. It has a lot of hard-hitting and fast-paced lyrics. He got his name Machine Gun Kelly for his rapid-fire delivery of words. He describes that in an interview with Vlad TV.
I started doing the fast pace, the double timing, because everyone, you know, I come from Cleveland, so you know, it's the home of Bone, and you know, the Midwest thing is very, like, it's very
energetic. I was just about to say that.
It's very energetic, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I mean, it's not as it derived from Bone, but it's just like, you know, it's an energetic city, so. And you know, I'm never the type to just, like, you know, take the talent challenge lightly. So I just took it and I flipped it, and then I became infamous for it. That's where I got my name from, which was like the machine gun type rap.
This is demonstrated on his mixtape with extreme clarity. Here's an example of his quick delivery from his first mixtape. This song is called The Arsonist. Never been a punk. Nope. I always had hands all in the city, boy, white skin, black chucks, and everybody that wanna challenge, I can do whatever you do, but I'm man, you ball, I don't. His second mixtape, titled Lace Up, was where he got his most fame. This mixtape expressed many emotions. It also describes some of his life and the struggles he's been through. Some of the songs on the mixtape also have a motivational feel to them. After Bad Boy label manager P. Diddy heard the mixtape Lace Up, he decided to sign Machine Gun Kelly. He signed him not only for his music, but the movement behind him and the fan base that surrounded him. Shortly after he was signed, MGK released his third mixtape titled Rage Pack. MGK loves expressing his love for the fans. At concerts, he wants the fans to act crazy and wild. This form of craziness he calls raging, basically just going wild and having fun. The name of his last release mixtape, Rage Pack, was a mixtape strictly made up of songs that make you want to get up and start getting wild and raging. This has been Zach Muschel with this week's review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM, and KIOS.org. Have a great night, everyone.